It's the weekday wake-up on SVI Radio, Swift 98, and The Spur, and our weekly check-in with Eric Gewiss, Director of Marketing and Public Relations, and an update on the fiber expansion project going on as part of CARES Act funding in the southern end of Star Valley. Good morning, Eric. How are you today?
I'm great, Duke. How are you?
Doing well. Appreciate you taking some time to update us on this construction project, and always like to start off with just where crews are at this week and where people can expect the construction to take place.
Oh, man, dude. This week, we're going to be busier than hounds in flea season. It's crazy. So crews this week in Afton, the update is we're going to be wrapping up construction on 2nd, 3rd, and 4th streets on the east side of Washington, placing vaults in the ground. So the vaults are the connectivity between the main fiber and the drops that go to the house. We're also going to start working on the west side of Afton from Neeld String north to 2nd Street, continuing to put fiber in conduit on 4th, 5th, and 6th Street. We're doing drops on 7th, 8th, and 9th, and we're doing splicing on Papworth Lane, 9th, 8th, 7th, and 6th. Then we're continuing work on Twin Cliffs and the side streets, placing main cable, and we'll be doing drops on those streets as well.
Now,
and if we have additional... Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, if we have additional crews, we may be begin working on All Red Lane, placing vault this week as well. We're continuing to dig and bury conduit over the utilities on Highway 241, as well as completing bores on 241. We're going to continue to do work on Lancaster Lane, Bowles Lane, and Hialeah subdivision. Crews are going to begin plowing in Smoot and in the Cottonwood subdivision, and also homes on Dry Creek and Happy Valley. And then last but not least, we're about halfway done with constructing downtown Fairview. We'll be working on Bitter Creek, downtown Fairview, and downtown Auburn this week. We started on the north end of Bitter Creek, boring, and we'll be working south towards Smoot. And in Auburn, we started the north-south roads, and we'll finish those up this week and start on the east-west. So a lot going on, dude.
Now, Eric, as you are mentioning now, and as we've mentioned in the past, this work is proceeding kind of with the fury and trying to get everything done before the end of the year. Time is of the essence, right, for homeowners to get signed up so that they can take advantage of this free installation of fiber to their home.
Yeah, the grant ends at the end of the year, so time is ticking. We really want to have people signed up by September 30th. The fact that we're doing the main cable on all the drops, there's no serial process here, but we certainly can't have people calling in on December 1st expecting that we're going to be able to finish this construction to their house.
So if you want this, sign up as soon as possible. You can do that at silverstar.com. It's a quick, easy form to do that, to get free installation of fiber to your home. You know, of course, one of the things that's spelled out as you sign up is the locate, and it sounds like for all public utilities, Silver Star will take care of the underground locates.
Yeah, we got the public utilities, but when it comes to private utilities, things like sprinkler lines or propane lines that you may have installed, maybe you took some electricity from your house to your shop, we need to have you locate those so we know exactly where they are when we do the pathway to your house.
Eric Gewiss, Director of Marketing and Public Relations with Silver Star Communications. And again, free installation to Southern Star Valley for fiber optic internet through the CARES Act funding recently granted to Silver Star. So get the details and sign up for free at silverstar.com. And Eric, just a few seconds left here. You wanted to mention the nice new parking lot that you have at your Afton store location. And it looks really good. Just wanted to let the public know that was not paid for with some of this CARES Act funding.
That's right, Duke. We've had a few people ask us that question, but just so folks know, that's a previously scheduled maintenance project out of our own capital budget. It's part of our standard maintenance that we perform on our facilities every year. And it was not CARES grant money. It's our own money. CARES grant money is used exclusively for the fiber optic construction project and nothing else.
Eric Gewiss, Director of Marketing and Public Relations with Silver Star. Eric, thanks so much.
Thank you, Duke. Appreciate it.